This is Chris France of Tom Tom Club, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we will hear from retired meteorologist Hugh Johnson, who talks about how little snow that has fallen this year so far, and how we got a December thunderstorm last week, how rare that is. We'll also hear the local news, we'll hear the national headlines from the public news service, and we'll hear the better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all begins after our local news report on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network, network, on waves controlled, on air, in air, channel connection, and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network.
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance at gmail.com or info at wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. All four local congressional representatives voted December 7th for a bill to spend $778 billion on defense next year. $25 billion more than what President Joe Biden had requested. The bill passed 363-70, including yay votes from Democrats Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Sean Maloney, and Republican Elise Stefanik. While America pulled out of a war in Afghanistan this year, lawmakers voted for a 5% increase over last year's defense bill. The extra $25 billion that Congress added to Biden's request went to a list of, quote, unfunded requirements, unquote, weapons that military officials would like to have but couldn't fit in the budget limits set by the White House. At a House hearing last summer, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was asked if any of the items on this list were critical for countering China, terrorism, or other threats. Quote, the answer is no, in my professional opinion. If they were critical, then they would have been higher on the priority list, unquote. The defense bill did address sexual assault in the military, but the House version cut measures that would shift many responsibilities in the military justice system from a commander to a special prosecutor. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand criticized the bill, quote, while there's no doubt that those are important advances, this bill does not reform the military justice system in a way that will truly help survivors get justice, unquote, Gillibrand said at a December 8th press conference.
Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union about a new database from SUNY's Rockefeller Institute of Government tracking which New York municipalities have opted out of allowing cannabis sales and or consumption lounges. New York legalized cannabis in April and is currently working on regulations for sales to begin. Towns and villages have until December 31st to bar sales or bar where consumption would be allowed. So far, about 15% have filed local laws to opt out of both retail and on-site consumption businesses. SUNY researcher Heather Trella said about the new database, and I quote, a big theme I saw was they just said, we can't opt into an unknown, end quote. The database shows that in Greene County, Windham and Jewett have both barred sales and consumption sites, while New Baltimore holds a public hearing December 13th on the issue. In Columbia County, the village of Chatham has opted out of both, while Austerlitz, Germantown, New Lebanon, and Taconic will allow both types of businesses. COPEG will allow sales and will hold a public hearing on lounges December 9th. Ancram will allow sales but not lounges. Trella said she is noticing neighboring towns following the lead of other nearby towns. Trella said, and I quote, it was motivating in two ways. Sometimes it was, we don't want to go against the grain if everyone else is opting out. We don't want to be the outlier. And in other communities, it was like, we don't want to be the outlier because there's going to be demand, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Nick Reisman is reporting for New York State of Politics that legislation signed into law this week by Governor Kathy Hochul will allow state officials and law enforcement to consider identity theft as a form of elder abuse when older people are victimized. The measure adds identity theft and other fraud-related crimes to the state's formal definition of elder abuse and exploitation. Quote, the fact that older New Yorkers are often the target of identity theft is unconscionable, unquote, Hochul said. Quote, older New Yorkers have been there for us, and as the nation's first age-friendly state, I'm proud that New York continues to lead the way to be there for them, unquote. The new law also requires that identity theft be one form of elder abuse tracked by the State Office of the Aging as well as law enforcement officials. The changes are meant to provide more protection for older New Yorkers from fraud, such as when a person's Social Security number, driver's license information, or bank or credit card account is used by an unauthorized person. The measure was sponsored by Assemblyperson Catalina Cruz and State Senator Rachel May. May said, quote, this simple change to our laws will open up state resources for people fighting this terrible crime. I thank Governor Hochul for signing this bill today to ensure that seniors have more protection against abuse, unquote. Read more about this story in NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com.
Natasha Von Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that on December 6th, the Kinderhook Town Board voted against allowing cannabis lounges but took no action on retail sales. New York legalized cannabis in April and gave towns and villages until December 31st to opt out of allowing sales or consumption lounges. The vote was unanimous except for one absent board member, and the article does not say who was absent. Kinderhook residents have 45 days after the law is passed to gather signatures for a referendum that could overturn the decision. State officials have been saying the infrastructure will be in place next year for sales to begin, but Town Supervisor Pat Leader implied it might be later. Leader said, and I quote, "The state doesn't have everything done yet, but what they're saying is this won't even take place or take precedence until at least 2024, if not later, because they haven't settled on the price of insurance, the price of a license," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Andrea Macko is reporting for Porcupine Soup that State Senator Michelle Hinchey visited Greenville on December 6th to present a Senate Empire Award to Kelly's Pharmacy. Quote, "Kelly's Pharmacy is really the definition of a community-minded, people-first pharmacy," unquote, said Hinchey. Marty, Diane, and Quinn Kelly opened the first Kelly's Pharmacy on Main Street in Greenville in 2011, later a second location in Hope Plaza in Coxsackie. Today they employ more than 25 people. Quote, "Thank you for what you do," unquote, the Saugerties Democrat said as she presented a plaque to Marty and Quinn Kelly. "One of the reasons Kelly's was chosen," Hinchey said, "was their foresight and proactive role in helping to battle the opioid epidemic. Kelly's was the first pharmacy in the state of New York to partner with the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration to collect potentially dangerous, expired, unused, and unwanted prescription drugs," Hinchey said. "Drugs as well as sharps can be safely disposed of right at the pharmacy during regular business hours. Quote, "To see the importance of that before anyone else, any other pharmacy, is really incredible," unquote, said Hinchey. During the pandemic, Kelly's in Greenville also served as one of the only locations in Greene County to offer COVID-19 testing. Since January, Quinn Kelly noted, they have administered more than 11,000 COVID-19 vaccines at their two locations. Quote, "They deserve the recognition," unquote, said Hinchey. Quote, "They don't do it because they want the accolades. They do it because they love their community," unquote. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com.
The latest round of applications for full-power, non-commercial radio stations is in at the Federal Communications Commission, and the Hudson Valley only got one possible frequency filled. Radio Catskill Incorporated, which runs WJFF 90.5 FM in Jeffersonville in Sullivan County, has applied to occupy another frequency, 89.5 FM, near Livingston Manor. WJFF is attempting to enlarge its signal substantially, also applying for another frequency in Hamlin, Pennsylvania, near Scranton. Other than that, there are 21 applications for new commercial radio stations in New York, almost all from religious groups, and four from St. Lawrence University. None of the other applications are near the Hudson Valley besides the proposal from WJFF. The FCC is expected to award the new licenses next year.
Paul Kirby is reporting for the Times Union that more than 50 Afghan refugees are expected to attend Bard College for free beginning next spring. Bard President Leon Botstein said this week, during a press conference on December 7th, Botstein said a total of 177 people are to be enrolled at the Annandale-on-Hudson campus or at other Bard facilities. The placement of Afghan students is part of the college's Afghan Student Fund, which provides living, legal, and other necessary support to Afghan students who come to Bard, according to the college's website. Quote, "The college has committed to providing a full package to each student, including tuition, which is being waived, room and board, books, and a stipend," unquote. Botstein said educational institutions have the responsibility to help. He said the college was able to get the students out of Kabul with the help of American University in Afghanistan and the American University of Central Asia, where Bard has a dual degree program. Quote, "We have an obligation, a moral obligation," unquote, Botstein said. Quote, "It is the right thing to do," unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, increasing clouds with a temperature high near 37 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 24 degrees. And on Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 44 degrees. And showers are likely on Friday night, mainly after 1 a.m. it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 33 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
You have tuned into all sorts of creative community voices on the radio Thursday, December 9th at WGXC 90.7 FM, including at 10 a.m. It's time for Cheryl Kay's Situation Fluxus show. Today, she's in conversation with trombonist William Karn and saxophonist Tara Davidson, co-leaders of the Toronto-based No-Net, the Cam Davidson 9. Plus, she talks with Jessica Desjourvish, granting projects officer with the Ontario Arts Council, a Canadian government agency, on the show all about improvised and on the show all about jazz and improvised music, Situation Fluxus at 10 a.m. At 11 a.m., we tune in Analog Africa on the Transformational Listening Show. Then at noon, Brad Monkel from Greenville hosts Ear Candy, and today talks with comedian Brian Moses and producer and multi-instrumentalist DJ Harrison. At 2 p.m., we're slouching toward 2022 on What's the Frequency, Kenneth, the show that sets brand new music to the latest news. We hear Omicron Conspiracies on Turn on the News at 3 p.m., and a tribute to the late R. Murray Schafer, the field recording legend, on the Radia Show at 3:30 p.m. And at 4 p.m., hosts Tom DiPietro and Sella Graham are live from the Elks Club on Harry Howard Avenue with a retirement party for Hudson City School Superintendent Maria J. Suttermeyer. From Hudson, we go to Ghent at 7 p.m. with Movies on the Radio from Heath Iverson and the Philmont Media Project. Then we head to Toronto at 9 p.m., live with Andrew O'Connor and the Disco 3000 Show. And then we go back to Columbia County at 10 p.m., with the Magic Stranger and the Magic Stranger Show from somewhere in Columbia County on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Why did you say
that? Aloha out there in radio land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Up from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, December 9th. The morning lows for the area range from 22 in Mackay to 27 in Fiera Bush. Some light winds will be blowing and a high of only 36 at 1 p.m. will keep things pretty cold all day. Overnight, temperatures drop a little bit to 29 degrees before bouncing back up to 45 tomorrow afternoon. Overnight temperatures will drop to 35 degrees and rain will start after midnight and last all Saturday. Thunder and strong winds will be around in the afternoon. A high of 58 is expected at 3 p.m. Sunday is looking chilly with a high of 43 and some strong afternoon wind gusts. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:05 a.m., then high tide at 7:04 a.m., low tide again at 1:16 p.m., and high tide again at 7:20 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 40 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:10 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:08 a.m. Looking way up, we see a relatively quiet planetary neighborhood with Comet Leonard still on approach. Solar wind speed is currently 352 kilometers per second at 4.7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair up to 15 megahertz for daytime and fair across the board for nighttime transmissions. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 0. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Brian Zimmerman of Catskill, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.com www.bwgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
At last, a do-it-yourself fallout shelter from
Survival.
A shelter that will adequately protect you and your family from the devastating effects of
nuclear fallout and falling debris.
A Survival shelter is engineered and designed for simple assembly, takes just a weekend's time, and is civil defense approved.
Survival basement-type shelters are FHA approved. No money down, up to 5 years to pay.
Learn how easy it is to assemble a Survival do-it-yourself fallout shelter today.
The time is now. Protect your family against atomic attack and deadly nuclear fallout. See a Survival shelter today.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
The idea the United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
President Joe Biden will speak with the president of Ukraine about the Russian military buildup on its border. Moscow denies aiming to invade Ukraine and instead warned of a NATO expansion eastward. In Kansas City Wednesday, Biden promoted the billion-dollar bipartisan infrastructure law and unveiled a new goal of, quote, building a better America, unquote.
We're not going to lose anymore. I promise you. The time of losing is over.
Biden also signed an executive order requiring the federal government to end the purchase of combustion engine vehicles by 2035 and convert buildings to clean energy sources by 2050. The House passed a bill that would ban imports from the Chinese region of Xinjiang, suspected of being made from forced labor. The U.S. and several other countries have recognized China's repression of Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities as genocide. The Senate passed a similar bill in July. Representative Rashida Tlaib and other Democrats are behind a new resolution to remove Republican Lauren Boebert from her committee assignments over anti-Muslim remarks.
We can't continue to say that bigotry has no place in our society, that violence has no place, and then not take any action, to be completely silent, to dismiss it.
Boebert apologized after the backlash for calling Democrat Ilhan Omar a member of the House's, quote, jihad squad, unquote. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is suing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the January 6th Select Committee over a subpoena, claiming he can't discuss matters that could be covered by executive privilege. The lawsuit was announced after the panel said it would suggest criminal charges against Meadows for refusing to comply. Vice President Kamala Harris cast her 15th tie-breaking vote in the Senate to confirm Rachel Rollins as the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts. Senator Ted Cruz and other Republicans characterized Rollins as soft on crime.
Ms. Rollins is part of a web of left-wing district attorneys across the country who see it as their job not to prosecute crime, rather to protect criminals.
New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand accused her colleagues on the Senate Armed Services Committee of watering down military justice reforms and the National Defense Authorization Act by removing provisions related to the prosecution of serious crimes like sexual assault.
This bill does not reform the military justice system in a way that will truly help survivors get justice. It does not remove serious crimes out of the chain of command.
The bill passed by the House would strip commanders of most of their authority to prosecute cases, but still allow them to oversee key parts of the trials. And a new Wall Street Journal poll finds Hispanic voters, once a Democratic stronghold, are split between Republicans and Democrats on a generic ballot at 37%. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy online at publicnewsservice.org.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Chocolate pigs are awesome.
I turned it down.
Only dogs can hear.
Burn his.
I turned it down. Do it.
Did you hear that?
No.
Advocates for the environment are applauding the Biden administration's new executive order prioritizing climate initiatives, including federal purchasing of products that don't use the toxic chemicals known as PFAS. Proponents of clean water initiatives are also seeking additional action on the dangerous chemical in the state of New York and around the country. Today, a Senate committee hearing will examine the Department of Defense Inspector General's report on the federal response to PFAS detected in drinking water of military bases. Scott Faber with the Environmental Working Group hopes the hearing will answer questions for the communities affected.
How many service members were drinking contaminated tap water? How contaminated? For how long? Have we alerted those service members about potential effects of PFAS? If not, why not? When will we?
The working group says in New York, the Plattsburgh Air Force Base and Niagara Falls Air Base were found to have some of the highest rates of the contaminants in their drinking water. PFAS can't break down in the environment, and exposure to them has shown to cause negative health effects. In New York State, 64% of residents who responded to an April 2021 Siena College poll reported being very concerned about water pollution. Colin O'Neill, also with the Environmental Working Group, says it's also time for Congress to pass the PFAS Action Act, which has passed in the House.
This would set important deadlines for EPA to develop standards for PFAS under our various environmental statutes, including our federal cleanup law, which would further push DOD to clean up PFAS at military installations and other federal facilities.
In October, the Environmental Protection Agency announced a roadmap to address PFAS pollution, such as monitoring, research, and reporting requirements. In addition, a state-level bill that mandates monitoring the state's drinking water for emerging contaminants, including PFAS, now awaits New York Governor Kathy Hochul's signature. I'm Michaela Savitt for New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Listening to Pylon with Weather Radio. And Weather Radio is our theme tonight as we hear works from Paper Radio and Thomason Sly, and also songs from Tom Waits, Etta James, Michelle Nedicello, Talib Kweli, Fountains of Wayne, Crowded House, 10,000 Maniacs, and Donald Fagen and Steve Wright.
Talking about his late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset.
and a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold-blooded. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. It's cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. But there was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust of wind in the bedroom. Covering the eastern portion of a small suburban community with a 1034 millibar high pressure zone and a weak pressure ridge extending from my eyes down to my cheeks. Since you left me, baby, put the vice grips on my mental health. Well, the extended outlook for an indefinite period of time until you come back to me, baby. High tonight, low tomorrow, and precipitation is expected.
Blues walked in and met me weather since my man and I, me and my daddy, ain't together. Keeps raining all of the time. Oh, oh, keeps raining all of the time. The time. Stormy, stormy, stormy weather. Yeah.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Thank you.
2020, Montana Roberts and Pat Thomas released an album called The Truth, and that was The Truth Part 1.
Mike?
Mike?
Was radio artist Gregory Whitehead with the track India Alpha Mike from 2014. Next, here's 2021 music from Colton the Maker, a local hip-hop artist, and his song Recipe for Love.
My grandma prayed, I hit the stage, you put your hands together. I'm making waves, waist deep in cloudy weather. The album's worth the wait. Been moving place to place and state to state. You catch a vibe, you catch a feeling, know I'm on my way. I make a plan to fix your face and make a better day. Go to your hometown and I'll hit every stage. I plead my case, I'm smashing goals, I'm going pro, cause I got dreams to chase. I got the recipe for love, I bake a dozen. I got the recipe for love, I give you loving. Preheat the oven, mix the batter, then I grease the pan. I need the dough, I feed the poor, I be an artisan. I got the recipe for love, I bake a dozen. I want it all, for sure. Black don't crack, my tats don't peel. I keep it bucking, 10 toes down, I keep sincere. I give you loving. Mama, I'ma touch the top of the skies and bring to you. I bring to you, I bring to you. I tell the truth. I'm out for delivery, come get delivered. I smoke an eighth, you sip a fifth of me, I'm in your liver. I get the picture. I just wanna make you proud of me, say it loudly. I remember days when it doubted me. This real life, no make believe. I'm just what you made me. It's a celebration, it's like I'm hesitating, like I'm fighting crime with my hands tied. Sign your pity on the running count. Back to back, just like a landslide. Truth seeker, you can feel the vibes. Recognize who I am inside. I can hear your heart, I can change your life. I can hear your heart, I can change your life. I want it all, for sure. Black don't crack, my tats don't peel. I keep it bucking, 10 toes down. I keep sincere, I give you loving. Mama, I'ma touch the top of the skies and bring me you. I bring me you. I tell the truth. I got the recipe for love, I bake a dozen. I got the recipe for love, I give you loving. Preheat the oven, mix the batter, then I grease the pan. I need the dough, I feed the poor, I be an artisan. I got the recipe for love, I bake a dozen. I want it all, for sure.
You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre,
Catskills.
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 Today.
East Durham.
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 Catskills.
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 Catskills. Catskills.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple too. And up in the nursery an absurd little bird is popping out to say cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Regretfully cuckoo. They tell us, but firmly cuckoo. They compel us to say goodbye
cuckoo.
To you. So long, farewell, our readers, and good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
So long, farewell, our readers, and adieu.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you.
So long, farewell, au revoir, au revoir, Zane.
I'd like to stay and taste my first champagne.
Yes?
No.
So long, farewell, au revoir, Zane, goodbye.
I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye. Goodbye.
I'm glad to go, I cannot tell a lie.
I flit, I float, I fleetly flee, I fly.
The sun has gone to bed, and so must I.
So long, farewell, au Wiedersehen, goodbye, 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 goodbye.
You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. This is new old music from Chris Forsyth. His first album came out in a very limited quantity about, was it 2013? Probably heard other tracks of his newer work on this station, but we don't have a copy of his first album, but they've reissued it on Bandcamp. So here is the first track from Solar Motel. Was the record before he had the Solar Motel band. This is Chris Forsyth with Solar Motel Part 1.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Bye.